What are the most common reasons that a company finds itself in crisis?
The most common reason why companies experience crisis is inexperienced management. An inexperienced owner or company director is not only incapable of managing the company well and preparing for a possible crisis, but is often even unaware that such a crisis is impending, which is why an adequate response is lacking.
When does a crisis begin to manifest itself?
It's often a long time before it hits full force, and for experienced entrepreneurs, the causes are easily detected, in which case there will be no talk of an impending crisis, merely a qualified resolution of problems. Sometimes a crisis strikes quickly and may be caused, for example, by the departure of a major client or a dispute with company shareholders.
Can crises be further categorised?
The basic division of crises is whether they come from inside or outside the company. If they come from inside, then this typically involves inadequate decision-making by management or failure to react to internal stimuli. If the crisis is external in origin, then we generally try to determine whether it's coming from the immediate surroundings, in other words, the town, city or region, from the broader environment on a national level, or even from the macro environment of continents and the entire globe. Then this would typically involve catastrophes, the collapse of markets, global crisis and the like.
Can we divide crises in any other ways?
Yes, we can look particularly at their speed and divide them into sudden and gradual crises. With sudden crises, the causes are generally known, but one does not know when they might occur, for example, a fire or a 100-year flood. Or the causes are not known, nor is it known when the event might occur, such as terrorism or earthquakes. And finally, there are gradual crises, where the original cause of the crisis deepens and engulfs other company subsystems.
Okay, thank you for the introductory explanation. I thought this was going to be more complicated. I think that's fairly straightforward, even for the uninitiated like me. But now I'd really like to know what the most common signs are that a company is entering a crisis. Could you tell us something about that?
Well, how much time will you give me for crisis signs? There are quite a few of them.
Try to be brief, but take as much time as you need. I'm sure that even our listeners would welcome that.
All right. Well, the first sign, surprisingly enough, is that the entrepreneur can't sleep. This is usually the very first sign, when an entrepreneur begins waking up at night thinking about various problems. The good feeling about the business has gone and unpleasantness abounds. Often the entrepreneur doesn't even know exactly what's happening, but he should start analysing problems and intensively seeking out the reasons for the insomnia.
Are you suggesting that if I'm not sleeping well, I might have some problems with my business?
Yes, and if an entrepreneur isn't sleeping well, in all likelihood this comes from stress and problems at his company.